Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We tell all the welcome and listeners now 96.5 WCMF, Rochester's Classic Rock. Also, hola to our friends at Z-Rock 103 in Lexington, Kentucky, and Rock 95 The Forks in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Big show for you today. Return of your guests is as good as mine. Our categories will be the top 10 superheroes and the top 10 fashion mistakes that you can make going out to a nice restaurant.
Okay.
So there's certain things that you're allowed to wear at a nice restaurant. There are certain places that will not allow you to even enter the premises based on how you look.
But some of those, they need to be more specific. You know, they require, say, a cocktail dress. Mm-hmm. I show up in a cocktail dress, they don't let me in.
Correct. Men's Room rules coming up. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And today is the day we do our random question. 844-999-OLA.
It seems like maybe subtly you're trying to be Dennis Rodman.
I mean, what would be the rule
showing
on
up
that?
In a dress?
I guess it doesn't say some places that men must wear, women must wear. But if it said, all right, you have to have a necktie and or wear a dress. Now, if I showed up in a dress, would they still be cool? Like, hey, man, I just read the thing.
Yeah.
In this day and age, yes.
Right, they wouldn't ask
10 years ago, they probably wouldn't let you in.
I will say this. Years ago, four of us went bowling. One of our friends was always late. He's going to meet us at the bowling alley. The three of us decided to dress and drag. He shows up. We did not let him know. He shows up at the bowling alley. He walks right by us. We yell his name, my buddy Tony. The look on his face. He was so embarrassed. Come on. We're just like, hey, sugar. Hey, baby. It's like, why did you do this? He's like, because Tony, you're always late. And once you said you're going to be late, we decided to embarrass you and dress and drag. He hated us, but he bowled and beat the hell out of all of us. Hello, Drew. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Boo.
Boo.
Drew, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one here.
Pretty timely. Is it about sperm donors or what?
No, we're going to go. The category of this time around is going to be thumbs. We have a bunch of thumb questions for you, but we're going to start with this one. What would you say is the weirdest thing on your body as far as your body part is concerned? What is the most unusual thing? Internal, external?
I'd probably say my tonsils.
Your tonsils?
Yeah, it's really weird. I got mono when I was in eighth grade, and my tonsils swelled up and looked like some testicles in the back of my throat pretty much, and they never quite unswole, I guess. They're still pretty large back there.
Has anyone said maybe we should take them out?
That was the initial response to it, but they said if it wasn't impacting my airway, then they didn't want to take them out because that's like your first line of defense, I guess.
Okay, so, well, let me ask you this. So you still have some oversized tonsils. You hear that, ladies? I got big tonsils. But how does it affect, like, does
you
it
have a hard time swallowing?
You? Or would you even know?
Not too. I mean, I got asthma, but, I mean, it's I haven't noticed it, like, affecting my breathing, really.
Let me ask you this.
Asthma sucks,
I'm sure if they needed to be taken out, they'd have already been taken out.
If you were in front of me.
Yeah, I mean, that was 20 years, not 20 years ago. That was a while ago, anyway, so.
But they're still kind of swollen. So if you were in front of me and you yawned, like, if I looked in your mouth, would I notice?
If you're looking at my tonsils, yeah, you'd be like, Jesus, okay, that's weird.
Okay.
Okay.
That looks huge.
Well, the reason we asked what's the weirdest body part, a student shot to internet fame after he showed off his shockingly long 5-inch thumb. Jacob Pina from Westport, Massachusetts has been dubbed Thumb Boy after people got a look at his unusually long digit. 20-year-old said he has no idea why his thumb is largely out of proportion with the rest of his hand, but he has embraced and used it to shock people online. The elongated digit has also rapidly earned him a crazy online following. Since Saturday, he's gained more than 145,000 followers by unveiling just his thumb. One of the videos was liked 2 million times. It's huge.
It's as long as any other finger. I mean, I'm not going to follow the guy, but I saw a picture.
In one of his clips, he remarks that he's never lost a thumb war. There's no reason it's so big, just an anomaly. When people see my thumb, they freak out and measure it next to their own thumb. I feel great about it. It's always great to be different and embrace your own essence.
See, he says that because it's just a long thumb. It's not like a weird mole on your forehead. Like, we're like, I celebrate that. It's not weird, but I remember being a kid, the first time I saw someone with skin tags, but they had multiple. I didn't know what they were. And it was a very sweet old lady who was a friend of my aunt. And I remember talking to her because I'm a little kid at the time. They talk to you more and they ask you how you're doing in school. And I could not stop looking at her neck, man. And her neck had a few rolls. I had no idea what these things were hanging off of her, but I remember specifically the first time I saw skin tags, to the point I'd ask my mother after the woman left. Mm-hmm. I was like, what was that on her neck? My mom was like, look, I appreciate you not saying anything out loud, but they're called skin tags. I'm like, the hell is that? She's like, I don't know, but some people get them, man. And I don't know. Every once in a while, I'll get one, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't want it on. It's not weird.
I played golf in Oregon with a woman who had basically almost a full beard and tons of skin tags in between them.
The first time I saw a woman with a beard, and it was a neck beard, right?
That's what she had.
And I just moved to Baltimore.
Was she actively growing it or just not shaving?
It was just there, like a mirror had never come across her face.
Was she good at golf?
I think she was drinking vodka out of her water bottle the entire time.
She appreciates the golf lifestyle.
Yes.
By the time
we got done, she was hammered.
Actually, you know what? There's two things that blew my mind. First, moved to Baltimore. I'm downtown. I'm going to catch the bus back home. I also know where the bus stop is. And I walk up to this woman and said, excuse me, do you know where I pick up the number 3 bus? I'm like 14. And I remember she had a neck beard. And I'd just never seen this before. Before she answered my question, she put her finger on one nostril, did a snot rocket, all right? And it hits the sidewalk. And then she puts her finger on the other nostril, shoots another snot rocket. So now here's a bearded woman shooting snot rockets. And I've been in Baltimore for like a week now. And I'm like, where am I? It turns around, oh, baby, you just want to go a block down. She's very nice, but it was weird. Weird enough, I went home to tell my mother, oh, my God.
Where did you move us to?
This woman did snot rockets. I do remember we lived in Denver for a while. I'm about 8 years old. Picture Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed from the Rocky movies. Black dude looks like that, and he's jogging. And I'm sitting on my bike with 2 other friends.
Is this the dude with the boobs?
It's the dude with the boobs, man. And when I say he had boobs, I don't mean like just your average boobs. This guy was not overweight. These were at least B cup. But as he's running toward us, he's running shirtless. So credit to him. He's shirtless. I was in red shorts, the mustache, a little afro, built like a brick S house. And he's running toward us, and we're kind of quiet because at that age, we just understand the only people that have boobs are women. Like boobs like this. Just like I said, not an overweight guy, just boobs. And he's running toward us. And we're like, either this is the ugliest woman who illegally is running without a top on, or this man has boobs. And he jogs by us. And I remember, how are you doing, fellas? And we're just like, hi. Whatever. He runs by. We don't say anything about it. I go home. Again, I say to my mom, because I'm truly confused as a kid. I'm just like, Mom, there was a guy jogging. It's a black dude. He wasn't wearing a shirt. She's like, okay. He had boobs. She kind of looks at me. I said, I don't understand. So now my mom is in this situation that as a parent, I hope I'm never in, because you have to explain to your kid, look, as far as men and women go, kids just know there's different body parts, and that's the end of the discussion. But now you have to explain why this man had boobs. My mom's trying to be delicate, and she's like, well, how big were his boobs? I'm like, they're like as big as yours, man. Like, he had boobs. And she's like, you're sure it was a guy? I'm like, I'm positive that it was a guy. He ran by the whole nine, right? I don't know. So about a month passes. I guess my mother was driving home from somewhere, but saw him jogging. So she walks in my bedroom. She's like, I saw your boob, man. I'm like, okay.
Thanks,
it's finally
Bob.
Been corroborated.
It's real.
Random. Well, she's random, treating me like random, I said, I saw random, Bigfoot. Random, you know, random, or like I'm trying to joke random, with her little kid random, humor, and I wasn't. Random, hello, Jen. Random, welcome random, to the men's room.
Hola.
All right, Jen, let's stick with the thumb category here. How did the hospital or doctor make things worse for you, Jen? How did the hospital or doctor make it worse?
So I have the redheaded gene, and I had a dog bite, and I went in and I said, hey, I need the extra numbing solution because I have the redheaded gene. We need extra numbing stuff. And the guy was like, what? You don't need any numbing? And I was like, no, I need extra. And they didn't give me extra. They gave me normal. And while I was getting my stitches, I could literally feel the needle pulling through my skin with the string attached to it. It's the weirdest feeling ever. It didn't hurt, but I could still feel like the needle and the thread pulling through my skin.
So you're saying that because you're a redhead, you need more pain medication?
Generally speaking, yeah, redheads need extra numbing medications and pain medications.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So, aren't you guys, sensitive to everything except that. Having a soul?
So for an example, I got a screaming headache. I'll take 3 Advil in an hour. Hopefully, most of it has gone away. Do you need to take 4? Do you need to take 100 milligrams or 800 milligrams?
So generally speaking, like the average person, if they have like a backache or something like that, they'll take probably like 200 to 400 milligrams. I'd take 600 to 800.
All right. Okay.
And has it always been this way?
Yeah. When I was a kid, I had scoliosis. So I would take pain medications like nonstop. My friends in high school were taking Vicodin and getting high off of them. And I would take like 2 Vicodin. I'd be like, oh, wow, my back doesn't hurt anymore. And all my friends were like loopy high on Vicodin.
I almost feel bad for it because that's a general rule. I always believe like medication's great when you don't need it. Like, the only times I've gotten Vicodin is because I had surgery or something like that. And I'm not particularly a pill guy, so I would maybe trade them for different drugs. But I'm always like, if I have to take Vicodin, I'd rather have nothing wrong with me.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, right? No, not fun.
Not a weird one. Not for myself, but I took my cat in, right? And my cat started to lose some weight, so I was like, oh, God. So this is back probably
exercise.
2 or 3 months ago. I take my cat in for just a regular checkup. At this point in time, my cat is perfectly fine. Now, I get in there and I do find out that my kid's got, got kidney failure.
Which is crazy to me. You've told me this. I just felt like kidney failure is like this immediate thing.
What do they say? They say, okay, you have to change the food of your cat, right? So, for whatever reason, I can't feed him.
Maybe the amount he's drinking.
Well, no, just he's drinking a ton of water at this point in time. Right, either way. So, they change the food.
Every time Oscar comes home, he's knocking down a gin and tonic.
Yeah, so now I'm buying food from the veterinarian. You know what I mean? Like, I'm buying.
How much more expensive is that?
It's more expensive, and it doesn't have any meat in it. So it's just like this plant.
Well, how long did it take to convince your cat to eat? Because cats in particular, man.
I went through 3 or 4 different varieties of it, and I couldn't find any that he would actually eat. So I started mixing in some of the older food back into his food. So I go to the vet today, and I'm like, hey, man, my cat's not doing very well. I can tell that he's lost a lot of weight. He's just having a hard time. He needs to be checked out or whatever.
Well.
And they put him on the scale, and they go, well, when you brought him in here in June, he weighed 7.5 pounds.
All right.
And now he weighs 5.5. And I said, yeah, that started the moment you started feeding him that piece of crap food.
So was it like, just that he's not eating?
Like, I came here and gave you money, and my cat is whittling down to nothing. I'd almost rather the cat eat, you know what I mean? And
not, how's his kidneys?
Yeah, I mean, they're still as bad as they were, but I mean, until
now
we changed the diet, the damn thing was eating. Now he's, like, starving to death. And you know what I mean? Like, thanks, guys. Here's $400.
So what would happen if you put him back on the old food?
I did. He's starting to gain weight again. I mean, he might die, but I mean, hell, at least he'll die fat and happy.
I think a lot of us.
You know, once you have kidney failure, give him heroin. I mean,
reason we asked out of the hospital, doctors make it worse after fracturing her thumb during a cricket game. 17-year-old Australian girl was supposed to have simple surgery. Guess what? When they put her in her cast, they forgot to take the elastic tourniquet that they put on her thumb off.
Did it just rot?
It started to 6 days later, she went in there. There was this black thing on her arm that was completely dead. Said to sew on her big toe.
What, they took her big toe?
Took off her big toe and put it on her hand.
I'd rather have my big toe.
They left a tourniquet on her thumb for a week, and her thumb rotted off underneath the cast. It basically fell off.
And now she has a toe on her hand.
More of the random question, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as mine on the way. The categories will be the top 10 superheroes and going out to dinner. Your guess is as good as mine coming up after emails on our random question, 844-999-OLA.
A lot of comments coming in. First comment, how do you get a skin tag off? I have no idea.
If it comes off or you accidentally nick it off, it'll bleed for days is
yes.
the problem.
Let's see. We had the redhead who called and said as a result of having the redhead gene, she needs more pain medication. Says, I'm a ginger and I take less pain medicine than most. That lady's a wimp. Someone else, I'm a redhead and it's a scientific fact that they need more medication. Someone else, I'm a ginger. Never heard of that before. I think this girl just has high pain tolerance.
Or you want more drugs when you go to the doctor.
I will say, I looked it up. It appears there is some validity to it.
Sure.
But also, the last time I had a root canal, I told the guy I needed more numbing stuff. And he's like, sir, the whole nerve is gone. You shouldn't feel a thing.
At this point, you're just high.
Okay. Like, I'm just a junkie.
I had the opposite with a dentist. I needed like emergency tooth extraction. So a friend of mine said, hey, man, I know this person. So I go see this dentist. And she knows what she has to do. And she gave me, it was like 30 Vicodin or something. I'm like, man, you said it's going to hurt for like 2 days. I don't need this. She said, basically, Miles, you'll understand, you're friends with Batman. So I just make an assumption. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Random.
I had a doctor
random,
in the emergency room random, give me 60 Percocets. And I cracked a smile. Random, and she goes, no. You're going to need these. You're going to be in awful pain 2 days from now. And I was already in awful pain.
Mm-hmm. They're not kidding when they say that, man.
You realize how much those things work when the pain relief medication wears off. And you really need pain relief.
You also realize how well they work when you're not in any pain. You just pop one.
Getting all itchy. Mm-hmm. It's a great look. I always got really itchy.
Heated and itchy.
Nothing better than scratching yourself when talking to people.
I know, I feel great.
Hello, Henry. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Henry, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, this will be a good one for you, Henry. What band or song, when you hear it, do you always turn up? What is the band or song when you hear it, you're like, man, crank this?
Hotel California by Eagles.
Hotel really? California. All right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a fine song. It's kind of their Stairway to Heaven. I would just say, to me, it's their Stairway to Heaven.
But they're going to hell.
The end of the song, when he's done singing, the guitar kicks in. That part I like. But the rest, like, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. How about the Eagles in general? Or just that one song?
Well, that one in general, because it, I don't know, kind of says something to me, like, the way, you know, the way we go through life and, you know, the way we see things in life and how we perceive it and how we come out at the end.
Sure. Yep. Hey, man, the first song that hits you like that, that song's always there.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's stupid.
Yeah. Well, the reason we ask what band or song do you always turn up, tourists planning to visit Yellowstone National Park or anywhere, they say, in Bison Country might want to store some AC/DC on their playlist. The Gallatin County Sheriff's Office in Montana revealed that the band's music has helped to clear the roadways of bison. When deputies respond to a bison on the road, they turn on lights, they turn on sirens, they do everything they can to encourage the animal to leave anything, air horn, you name it. But the bison are somewhat reluctant. They've been known to play Hell's Bells over the loudspeakers, and about 95% of the time, that seems to work.
That specific song.
That specific song.
It's so weird. Like, they did a study, if you, like, mosquito sex drive dies when you play a certain song. Is it Skrillex did?
I believe it is.
But not Skrillex.
But not all the stuff.
It kills their sex drive or gets them more excited?
It kills their sex drive. The one song. So you're saying with the bison, like, I put on Back in Black, they're like, cool, you shook about it. Hell's Bells, they're out of there. And that's the closest thing AC/DC has to a ballad. And I was wondering if they did between Brian Johnson and Bon Scott. Because Bon Scott, everything, right? Mm-hmm. He sounds kind of silly, but Brian Johnson sounds like, dude, please clear your throat. And I always thought it was a singing voice. I saw an interview with him once. They were kind of talking about how the band met. So it's Angus Young and Brian Johnson. Brian Johnson has that distinctive voice. Basically, that's his talking voice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Angus Young has the accent, and he's doing all this.
Why has had such major vocal problems? Because it's not just about singing and his loss of hearing. It's about the fact that he that's how he talks.
But he did it for like 30 years. So when they talked to him, he's like, yeah, when I came into audition for the band. Like, oh, my God, that's actually what he sounds like.
Mm-hmm. That is Brian Johnson.
Brando!
Right out of the game.
Once again, Men's Room Colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother... And please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Now, in his defense, he didn't know we were coming to him at that exact moment.
And I'm about to. Now, John, if you're listening, you're still out. I'm about to go to you. So whoever you were talking to, and based on the F-bomb, I'm assuming a child or Meemaw. The only people I cuss around, right? My children or grandparents.
Let's try this kid.
All right. Random. Hello, John. Random, welcome back random, to the men's room. Random.
Hola.
Hola. Hey, John, we're curious to know, who were you talking to there?
I was talking to a friend.
Okay.
You got all the F-bombs out?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Is he one of those friends where basically every conversation is F-bomb? That's how you describe everything?
Every now and again, yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go with this one here. What about this? What would you say, other than like a car or something like that, what is the most valuable thing that you own? You're on hard times, you need to take something to the pawn shop. What do you think you can get the most money for that you have in your own possession?
Probably a firearm.
Okay, and what kind of gun is it?
AR-15.
And how much do you think you can get for that?
Maybe $500.
Do you think you could get more if you sold it legally, or would you get more if you sold it illegally?
Illegally.
And what do you think someone would spend for that illegally?
Probably maybe only $200 more than that.
Okay. Okay. Right. And how long have you had it?
I've had it for a couple of years.
What do you shoot squirrels with it? What is the primary use?
No, you shoot lots of squirrels with it, Miles.
Just target practice. I just always wanted one, you know, never had a chance to get one. And when I had the chance to get one, I got one.
Okay. And did you buy it at a gun show, or did you go into a store? How'd you get it?
No, I bought it brand new at a gun shop.
And how much are they brand new?
I mean, it depends on which one you get, but, you know, they could be anywhere from $800 to, you know, $12,
$15. Okay. It's cheaper than I would have thought. Let me ask you this. When you walk, and I'm not saying you have the proclivity to want to rob a place, but if I said, look, we got three options of a place we could try to rob, I'm just going to assume that you would agree that robbing a gun shop would be the last one. Because every time I've heard of someone, when they're open for business, every story I have ever heard of someone attempting to rob a gun store while it is open either ends with them being shot, which I think you should expect that, or with every gun drawn and they chose not to shoot them until the cops get there. I was just wondering.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Every employee inside of a gun shop generally is always carrying a firearm with them anyway.
Yes! I never understood. A guy goes in and even pulls out a gun. I'm like, it's a gun shop.
Now, with something that valuable, though, do you have it in easy access in case you need it, in case someone were to break into your home? Or is that one where you kind of put it away so that nobody could steal it if they happen to break in and you're not there?
That's the one that's put away. That way nobody can steal it.
Okay.
Yeah. I would think if you have a pistol, maybe you keep it close. Because you're like, someone breaks in. Because honestly, you fire a shot, most people are going to leave. I would. AR-15, I'm like, you put that away. Plus, if someone stole my pistol, I go, hey, man, I can tell the cops. It can do whatever damage it does. Someone's stealing that. Like, nothing good's going to happen. Right.
Reason we ask, what is the most valuable thing you own? This is a doozy. A unique solid gold toilet that was part of an art exhibit was stolen Saturday from the magnificent home in England where British wartime leader Winston Churchill was born. How much do you think that a solid gold toilet is worth these days?
How much does it
weigh? Solid gold toilet.
Solid gold toilet.
What is it now? Like, it averages, $180 an ounce for gold. This is a toilet, so you're up to, hold on, probably around $2,000 a pound. $150,000.
Wow.
And this is my guess.
All right, I'll say 200 G's.
Okay.
$200,000 toilet.
The toilet is valued at 1 million pounds, 1.25 U.S. It was the work of an Italian artist. It had been installed only 2 days earlier at the palace after previously being shown to audiences around New York. Police said the toilet was taken early Saturday by thieves who used two vehicles because it had been connected to the palace's plumbing system, unfortunately.
They actually connected it?
Yes. The removal caused significant damage and flooding to the building. A 66-year-old man was arrested in the case, but he has not been identified or charged. But yes, a $1.25 million toilet.
I mean, look, I'm not really big into gold and all that. But that said, I understand its worth.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really want to steal things. But I think, Miles, if you came to me and said, look, I have it on good authority. We can get the cameras down. We can successfully steal it. I'm in, man. I am in. Because we know we're melting that thing down.
Yeah. Well, the artist intended the golden toilet to be pointed satire about excessive wealth.
Yeah.
So when he made it, he said, look, wherever you eat, $200 lunch, $200 hot dog, the results are the same toilet-wise. Last year, the chief curator of this thing offered to lend the golden toilet to President Donald Trump and his wife when they asked to borrow a Van Gogh for their private White House quarters. They did not want to give him the Van Gogh, but were happy to loan the gold toilet.
I can't believe they hooked it up to the plumbing. Like, I just assumed, like, it's an art piece you look at, but I wouldn't want to hook it up to the toilet for the obvious reason that maybe it's just the people I know, like, hey, dude, do you have toilet paper? Like, please tell me you did not poop in my golden toilet. But that's unreasonable if you hook a toilet up to plumbing, so people are going to use. By the way,
I would like to poop in a gold toilet.
But if it's mine, it's just... First of all, my gold would not be a toilet. It'd be anything other than a toilet. Something like you, Ted. You got a coat hanger? Like, not the gold toilet, man.
I think it's ridiculous to have a gold toilet.
But
if I knew somebody with one, I would like
100%.
To, not just pee. I want to take one of the fanciest deuces of all time.
Right. That's where it's going. By the way, I guessed, $180 an ounce. I'm an idiot. Someone says, try $800 an ounce, followed by $1,500 an ounce, followed by $1,800 an ounce for gold.
Okay.
All that money and you made a toilet. Good God, man. I don't know.
What if you need a special cleaner?
What do you use like to clean your necklace?
That's what I'm saying.
If you're going
to
polish it.
You would need to use some kind of jewelry cleaner, wouldn't you? Because it's
water.
You know
what? I'm not sure. This is 24 carats. You could just shower it and stuff and it stays shiny.
I mean, all the gold necklaces I had growing up, you know what I mean? They turned green after I got into the pool.
That's when you know it's authentic.
I don't think it's the real deal.
Would you, if you had the gold toilet, just like you know it's in your house, none of your friends know you have it. I feel like if I had that, a couple of things would happen, because it is excessive. I would get one of those, like, fuzzy pink toilet lids, the bath mat, and then one of those blue cleaners that's on the side. Make it look like, no, it's just my regular toilet.
Sure.
Yeah. If I had a gold toilet, you know what I'd do? I'd sit on it and light cigars with $100 bills. So then I have a gold toilet. So obviously money is not an issue.
And if you need money, knock down the toilet. Man, you think I get in my kids now for forgetting to flush the toilet? Hey, if you use the gold toilet, make sure you flush. Daughter.
Hola.
Okay.
Jesus. All right, let's see what we got here on your random question. How about this? This is going to be a pretty easy one, we hope. Can you name a branch of the United States government?
Like Congress?
Well, there's three of them.
Yeah, there's three branches. Can you name one of them?
The Senate.
That has a name.
No, nope. They are part of one of the branches.
The House of Representatives.
They are part of the same ones.
I know who's in the House.
Gosh darn it. How about the Army?
No, that's a branch of the military. We're just going...
Three branches of government. Like you've learned this in like fourth grade, I think.
Donald Trump is the president, and that is part
Republican,
of which branch?
Republican, Democrat?
No. Those are parties. All right, bear with me, all right? Donald Trump is the president. It does not matter what party he represents. But if you are the president or vice president, you're part of which branch of the government? All right. If you are a member of the House or Senate, they're both members. They can be at odds about anything they want, but they are both part of the same branch.
Another branch. Different government. From the president.
A different one. And separate from both of them would be the Supreme Court. They are part of the
different branch. That's the third.
And the Supreme Court has a bunch of Supreme,
Court justices.
I hated civics class. You guys suck.
Yeah.
We do. We really do suck.
Well, think of it as this way. Let's just assume that you're trying to get into the country and you need to take a citizenship test.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this would be part of that. So,
and keep in mind, the idea of these three branches is that they operate somewhat independently but keep an eye on each other. That's the general idea. Obviously, that's gone to hell, but that's the idea.
Like a check and balance.
Like checks and balances. Yep. So your House of Representatives and your Senate, that would be your legislative branch. They come up with the laws. Your judicial branch, the Supreme Court, they then interpret the laws when we have an issue with each other to the constitutionality of it. And then you have the executive branch, hence the chief executive, your president, etc.
Vice president.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you know.
Well, I'll be damned.
Executive? Do you even remember?
The House, question.
House and Senate are part of the legislature.
Bring a piece of...
You know what? We need to bring back Schoolhouse Rock. I'm just a bear.
I gotta ask.
Yes,
sir,
I'm
what,
only a bear.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a salesman.
All right.
What do you sell?
Soda?
What does that mean? You bounce around like from restaurant to restaurant, get them to buy your product?
Stores, actually.
Store, okay, sure. Either or.
So what? Like, I'm going to say, like, you don't want that 7-Up. You want my Sprite.
But
like,
what are you doing there? Which company?
What are you pimping?
Right. Because I feel like if you work for Coke or Pepsi, most places pretty cool to take your side. Most stores will carry both. Then you go to restaurants. We don't have Coke. We have Pepsi.
Oh, that's the worst.
Is it really?
Yes.
It we don't have Sprite. We have really? Pepsi products. It actually bothers
you. You mean I'm going to have to get a Pepsi? Ah,
why don't you get their lemon lime? Like, I don't know who does. Like, there's Coke, Pepsi, and then I know they own everything else, but I'm like, I don't know who owns Sprite versus 7-Up.
Well, Sprite is a Coca-Cola company. 7-Up is a Pepsi-Cola.
Okay. What else do they have where it matters? So you have
Dr. Pepper, Mr. Pibb. Mr. Pibb is a Coca-Cola product.
Who orders that at a restaurant?
Dr. Pepper is a Pepsi product.
Do they have Dr. Pepper at restaurants?
There's Mountain Dew and Mellow Yellow. They both split the same thing.
Yeah, there's Mount Right. There's Slice.
Okay, all right, now wait. When I go to restaurants, I know you have your colas, your Diet Colas, and your Lemon Limes. After that, I'm not looking for it, so maybe I don't remember. But I don't remember looking at a menu and seeing, like, Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb.
Well, I think most restaurants, it's not as much. But you go to a fast food joint, you're going to have your...
Sure.
It's one or the other. Yum Brands carries one, you know...
Right, like you go to Taco Bell, you'll notice now, it's mostly Pepsi products.
And that's same with KFC, which is the same with Pizza Hut, which
is the same with A&W. It amazes me that you guys see this.
Yeah. Oh, like, you got to know your sodas.
I mean, I just look. If you have anything orange, I'm going for it. Hey, that is my first thing. I don't care if it's Slice, Crush, Sunkist, whatever. I'm going for that.
Yeah, maybe that's like, why I don't. It's know. Like the world of beer. You know what I mean? I mean,
and then there's always the one side. First of all, if you carry iced tea, can it please be sweetened iced tea? There's nothing more degrading. Like, ooh, I'll get the raspberry iced tea that it says unsweetened. Who wants that?
I'm at Nobody the age wants I drink that. Unsweetened tea.
I do. I drink unsweetened tea, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you guys screwed up for the rest of us.
No.
Yes, it's, you do.
I will say it's people like us that have screwed it up, yeah.
No, you specifically.
Reason we ask, can you name a branch of the U.S. government? A new survey found that 22% of Americans couldn't name a single one of the three branches of government.
Executive, what was the percentage?
Legislative, judicial, 22%.
But it's actually up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people are mad at this guy. All the comments coming in.
Even though that's almost a quarter of Americans, that is the best performance since they started the survey 13 years ago.
There's only three.
In 2014, 35% of Americans couldn't name a single government branch. And that wasn't the only question where people knew more about basic civics than they used to. 59% got a question right about whether a Supreme Court decision is a law. That's the highest score ever for that question. And 55% knew that illegal immigrants have rights under the Constitution. That's up from 40% just 2 years ago. So believe it or not, despite these numbers, they're getting better.
Hey, schools, remember this.
Mm-hmm. More of the random question coming up, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
The top 10 greatest superheroes alive. And going out to eat, coming up with your guess is as good as mine. In the meantime, it is a random question, 844-999.
Random.
Hello, Mick. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Random. Hola. All right, here, let's see.
Random.
Mick, let's go with this one. Have you, hola.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. How are you doing? Can we talk to your kid?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You said hola.
How old is this brilliant child of yours?
Three.
All right. Very good. Nice work, Dad.
One of the emails we got years ago, it was a three-year-old kid. I remember this. And the guy had taken his son either to the Seahawks or Mariners. Anyway, as kids need to do, had to go to the bathroom. He's like, I take my kid into a stall, and the bathroom's packed, and this kid just starts yelling, hola, bichola! Hola, bichola! Hola! Not a great moment for him, but I loved it.
All right, let's go with this one. Have you ever won anything in your lifetime? Drawing, some kind of crazy, I don't know, fantasy football league, you name it. Have you ever won anything?
I mean, like, sports games and things like that.
But you've never won any kind of contest or anything?
No, I don't have very good luck.
No, look, you won board games. That's look, a contest, generally, you have less to do with it. The board game, you strategize, people get angry. Mm-hmm. What is the board?
Yeah, I've won, like, sporting games and board games and things like that.
Okay. I don't mean Candyland against your kid because you didn't take it easy. But, like, what is the board game that you're most likely to beat someone at?
Probably chess.
Oh, God.
All right.
Huh. Oh, man. Chess. All right. I started teaching my kid when he was 5 to play chess. He wanted to know. I've never really enjoyed the game, but I generally get the strategy. And I was killing him, but I would explain why, right? So we start playing chess. Yeah. He beats me. And even that, did you let me win? I'm like, do I sound like somebody to let you win? I was actually pissed.
That's cool. I won Taryn Daly pregnant here at work, and I got I won the office pool as far as the time window that the baby came.
Yeah, but the thing with that is you set it up.
I did set it up, but it was random.
It just looks bad. What do they say? The optics.
The optics
are
not great.
Let's start this so we can raise a bunch of money. Somebody can win it, and I get it.
And I win it.
But everybody drew the times random. You didn't pick. You just grabbed
it. It wasn't anything based on your own personal belief or knowledge or anything.
I remember specifically when I drew my times out of the hat, you, Miles, gave me a ton of grief. Go, dude, that's exact due date.
It is.
Blah, 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 blah. Well, I came and went, and you, the person who bitched about it most, won.
I got the very last square available on the very last possible window of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did nothing wrong. But also including our coworker, Taryn, like, I was at a charity event that she was hosting, and our other buddy walked in and, like, won right away. And he won, like, the last two times he'd been to this event, he kept winning the grand prizes. So everybody else was like, Taryn, what's going on? Like, how does your buddy keep winning?
You know, I will say that, and look, understand something. It is federally illegal for us to try to do anything for someone's favor and all this. And years and years and years ago, I had to host kind of this trivia thing, but the idea was if you won this, you got a pair of tickets to get on a bus and drive to meet Howard Stern, go to a studio in New York. Howard's on top of the world at this time. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal prize for people that love Stern. People that like Stern really, really like Stern. So there's an old bartender we had, Bob. And Bob's like, man, I got to win these tickets. Biggest Stern fan I've ever met. So I got to win the tickets. I said, man, I can't help you. You know, it is what it is. Like, nothing on the side. It's not for Stern now. There's no leftover tickets, nothing like that. But I said, listen to me. It is a trivia contest that they're having me host. I have surveyed the people here. I'm telling you, I think you'll be okay. He wasn't confident. Oh, he won.
Oh, he did. Cool. Dude, so he had a chance to meet Howard?
It was just these people. It's That's just the cool. people that were there. But right.
Well, the reason we asked, have you ever won anything? There is a guy in Bend, Oregon, and his name is Stu McDonald.
Really?
Stuart McDonald. He has battled cancer twice, and both times he beat it. Apparently, he is in remission now, and everything's going really good for him on the health tip. But things got really good about a week ago. He just hit the lottery for $4.6 million. He and his wife have a tradition. Every time he goes to buy a ticket, she jokingly orders him to go in and get the winning ticket. She forgot to do it this time, and he won $4.6 million.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, smart ass.
They decided to take the lump sum of $2.3 million, so after taxes, they took home just under $1.6 million. That's right. It says $4.6 million.
But no.
You go home with $1.6
million. But can you really bitch about it? I mean, I get it.
It just shows you how ridiculous it is.
I get it. But look, why do they bring up the cancer thing if he beat it? See, the feel-good story is like, hey, man, you know, he's at this stage. He's battling cancer. That's a feel-good story. Well, guess what? You don't have cancer. Neither do I. I don't feel good for it.
Yeah, but if you battle cancer twice, there's a chance it's going to come back. And I think the smart thing here is to take that lump sum because you don't know how long you're going to get those payments for.
Do you think he and his wife had to argue it? She's thinking the same thing. Like, baby, let's do the 20-year annuity.
I mean, I'd push for the annuity just for when I'm not there, the people would still have a decent living.
I would do the annuity.
Still get it. That's the question.
That is because it's his name.
Right. So I was always under the impression if you die, the annuity stops.
It probably
does.
If
it still goes to your family, I think everybody would do the annuity.
I think I would just do the annuity. Except as I've gotten older, and you just kind of recognize how life goes, right? There's all these people that win the lottery, and you hear about how they blew through it, they did the thing, and I'm pretty sure most of the time that's lump sum, right? But if you take the annuity, that would work out to about $200,000 a year, but by the time they do the taxes, all right, so now you're making like $120,000 a year, but that's $120,000 you keep. Supplement your income. And even if you quit, even if you quit your job for the next 20 years, you're making $120,000 a year. I just feel like if I got the lump sum, I would make worse decisions. The flip side is if I take the annuity, get the loan, they know I'm good for it.
Yeah, I mean, I knew a guy that won some crazy thing where he got $1,000 a week for like for however like 52 long, like 20 years or something. Yeah. Right. So he still kept his job, but he just had an extra like four G's every month.
I would take that.
And he'll retire early. More of the random question coming up. 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.